It was a love of storytelling that brought together Jeff Groh and Dave Levy. And while their roots are in theater, where stories are often made up and reenacted, these guys discovered that they were particularly drawn to true, personal stories. So in 2010, they founded True Theater. On a quarterly basis, on a Monday evening in a bar space at Over the Rhine's No Theater, they present a set of storytellers who take 10 to 15 minutes apiece to relate a real experience on a predetermined theme. No notes, just talking. Sometimes the themes are seasonal. The very first evening happened around Halloween in 2010 and was about true fear. In their second season, one close to Mother's Day, was True Mom. Groh and Levy wrap up their third season this week with an evening of true crime. And that's because the crime rate's higher in the summer, they say. Jeff and Dave are with me in the studio tonight to tell us the truth about what they've created. Welcome.
Thank you.
In reading about the thought behind True Theater, you've said that your goal is to create community. That doesn't immediately spring to mind when people think about storytelling and theater. Talk to me a little bit about how does this create theater?
Sure. To step back from that for a quick second, Dave and I both loved the idea of just getting around and having people tell stories. So it ended up just springing from that at first, just a sort of love of storytelling. But what was unique that we found out was that when you pick a theme, there are people from many different backgrounds that have stories related to that theme. And so when we were able to do our show down at the No Theater, what we found wonderful was that tickets were selling and the place was filling up with people from a wide variety of backgrounds. And that just usually doesn't happen in a room. And what was additionally wonderful is that these people were talking with each other in intermission or in between stories. And the story that was just told on stage sprung to life a memory in themselves of a story that they had and wanted to share. So we feel like True Theater is able to bring people together that normally would never have an opportunity to meet each other.
The show is modeled on a program that listeners to WVXU will be familiar with, The Moth. Mm-hmm. Am I correct about that? Was that actually an inspiration for you in what you did, or was it coincidental?
In fact, I myself was a huge fan, and I had gone to New York to see an evening of it, and I learned a little bit more about the history. George Dawes Green, who started it, began it in his living room in New York because he found that out in New York, you can't have a conversation. You can't tell a story without somebody interrupting you. And he had grown up on the porches of North Carolina and Georgia where storytelling was very commonplace. He started in his living room and quickly the second time he did it, his apartment was full. And the third time he did it, they went to a bar and on like that. I loved this idea of having some sort of living room series. And I talked to Jeff about it one time, and he was really fond of the idea. And so we both realized that we had this interest in the same thing. And then later on, when we decided to try and create something together, we were working on just trying to come up with what we would do if we were to do something together. We remembered our fondness for storytelling, which was inspired by The Moth.
The space at No Theater, at their underground bar, has a little bit of a living room kind of feeling to it, mm-hmm. except it has a nice bar right there along the edge of it, which helps with the evening also, I'd say.
Absolutely.
I've attended quite a few of your evenings, and every one of them, I think, has been surprising and entertaining. I think about the one that Foolishness was the theme of, where you got Mayor Mark Mallory to come and talk about his errant first pitch. The one about hunger, where you had a competitive eater who talked about things. And a recent one about mischief with the fellow who has been the executive producer of Batman movies. All interesting. Those have been great. But how do you pick the themes that you use? I know sometimes they're sort of seasonally oriented, but what drives the picking of themes?
It really just springs from conversation that Dave and I have where we will keep a long-running list of ideas that pop into our head. Like you said, obviously some are seasonally based, but a sort of exercise that we do with each other at times is throw a single word theme out to each other and see how quickly a story pops to mind. So just recently we did that in regards to forming the season 4, where the themes will be oops, vacations, dating, and blood. And particularly with dating and vacations, both of those really immediately sprung to mind childhood memories of vacations gone awry, obviously awful dates or unbelievably wonderful dates. So that's one of the ways of picking themes, is just kind of this exercise of throwing single word themes to each other and seeing what comes to mind.
We also like to be certain that a theme that we choose can be approached from multiple directions so that we'll have a variety of stories in any one evening. For example, in true crime, you won't hear five stories about being held up, because that would be a little too repetitive. But there are many different ways to approach this theme, and that's what we consider when we look at any theme. Something like underwater basket weaving would be way too specific.
And crime is the theme of tomorrow night's event,
yes.
I believe. Yes. So you get a theme. How do you find your storytellers? Where do they come from? I know some of them have been actors, but to me, although the actors are good, they always are almost a little too polished. The people I really enjoy are the people who are just kind of everyday folks who have a story to tell. How do you find them?
We have a number of different mechanisms. We have a website people can go to, and there's a form they could submit if they want to tell us they have a story. There are people that Jeff and I know from our life. One of the people that we'll hear from tomorrow, Jeff had read a local news article and thought the guy sounded really interesting and managed to track him down.
So that's happened a couple of times now. One, Joe LaRue, who was the competitive eater that you talked about, was a guy I came across through the news online. And then one of our storytellers for True Crime tomorrow night will be Obie Cargyle, who is a 71-year-old CPS retiree who had a bucket list that he had a particular item on that bucket list that concerned going to jail, that this guy had an absolutely clean record, has never broken the law in his life. And for those of the listeners that will be at the show tomorrow, they'll find out that he ends up, instead of possibly being able to take the option of not going to jail, he decides to do it. And he's an absolute character. He's an ex-Marine, and he's somebody that we just hunted down his phone number and gave him a call, and he was game.
So these are then, in many cases, not people who've really gotten on a stage before. Do you rehearse them? How do you prepare them for the programs? And everybody talks 10 to 15 minutes, I guess we should point out, too.
Some people, the first time they meet with us and tell us what their story is, they come out with a story that is ready to go. That's a rare occasion. Most often, there are ideas that Jeff and I will have to make their story more fluid, to start it off better, or to finish it cleaner, a way to put a button on it, we say. So we will meet with them one, two, three times before the show. It's rare that we'll meet with them more or less. Sometimes, as in the case with Mark Mallory, whose schedule really wouldn't allow it, we just said, we'll see you at the show. Thanks for participating. And he came in perfectly ready to go. We'll rehearse a few times. One of the other things we do, you want to mention the dinner?
Sure. Either the evening before or a couple days before, we like to host a dinner for all of the speakers. It's our way of saying thank you. It is all volunteer-based, all the storytellers. And so it's an opportunity for us, for all of the storytellers, to meet each other for the first time, an opportunity for our musician, which is usually Mark Lutwak, who's the education director up at Playhouse in the Park, who plays the accordion.
A very funky accordion.
Yeah, he's terrific. And it's an opportunity for him to hear these stories, to understand the tone of each of the stories, because he will play them on and off the stage. And they're able to bring a spouse or a friend to the dinner. And it's just an opportunity for us to really get to know each other. And everybody uses it also as a sort of final dress rehearsal, where they will tell their story one last time before doing it live on stage.
So they all have some feeling for the context in which they'll be presenting their own stories.
And I would like to add, too, just I think the biggest learning curve for Dave and I in regards to prepping people for their story was that people approach a story in very, very different ways. We used to have it where we would want them to write their story out and come and read it. And what we learned is people are very good, quite possibly, at doing that. But once the script is taken out of their hand and they're supposed to just tell the story, they were noticeably struggling.
We encourage a more off-the-cuff approach now. If they want to send us something they wrote, we say fine.
So you may get sort of an outline from them in advance. It helps you decide what you're picking, but then it's take it to your own.
Right, exactly.
Well, True Crime is going to be happening tomorrow evening at No Theater on Jackson Street in Over the Rhine. I will tell listeners that tickets are probably scarce. They often sell out these performances. But if you want to check their availability, you'll find a link at wvxu.org that will give you more information. And I would urge you to keep an eye out for Season 4, which will start sometime in October with True Oops, which sounds like fun. My guests this evening have been Dave Levy and Jeff Groh, the guys who present an entertaining dose of the truth every quarter with True Theater. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Rick.
And as you tell your audiences, be true. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.